You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Elon and his musketeers, you probably heard, they sent an email to all federal employees ordering them to list five things they did at work last week. Trump loved this idea. He said it was genius, and he said anyone who didn't respond to the email would be fired or semi-fired, which, what if that was his catchphrase on The Apprentice? Meatloaf, you're fired or semi-fired. But then, just a few hours later, the Office of Personnel Management said responding to the email, it was not mandatory, it was voluntary, and a number of Trump's other departments, like the FBI, the Justice Department, the Defense, the State Department, specifically told their people, do not respond to this email. In other words, thank you, Doge, our government is finally running efficiently. What a job. So then today, you know, there are more than 3 million federal workers right now spinning in circles because they don't know what to do. Today, our celebrity president made his plan perfectly clear.
Can you clarify, hopefully once and for all, what your expectations are with this email to federal employees? What are you going to use that information for? And do you see it as voluntary, like OPM has said, or mandatory?
Yeah, well, it's somewhat voluntary, but it's also, if you don't answer, I guess you get fired. What it really is,
what it is,
do people exist?
Okay, now I understand. It's somewhat voluntary. But if you don't respond, he guesses you get fired. Thanks for clearing that up. I think it might be time to give the planet to the apes because we're finished. These poor federal workers. I mean, really, can you imagine? These federal workers are as confused as Elon's kids were when they realized their father named them after a phone number. And maybe the craziest part of all of it is Elon Musk has no official authority to fire anyone. He's not an elected official. He wasn't appointed. He wasn't confirmed. Who knew you could fire people at a place you don't even work? I might try it at Chipotle sometime just to see what happens.
Another fantastic morning, WMDX 92.7 FM. It's a slow inching up to warmer temperatures. This is too slow for me.
Well, it's going to be a little cooler than it was yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then Friday is supposed to be really hot.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to be windy today, too.
Oh, okay.
Windy today and tomorrow.
Yeah.
John, why don't you just take a vacation somewhere warm?
Well, I... Okay.
She's trying to get rid of you?
Okay. Okay.
Already?
You guys are trying to get rid of me.
Not trying to get rid of you. You're leaving of your own accord.
Yeah, that's right. You know, you're going for the big paychecks and teaching.
Right.
Yeah. Well, big paychecks, huh?
Yeah. It's 9 minutes past the hour. It's 36 degrees currently.
Did I just hit your headphones?
Yeah, you did.
Is it lower?
Yeah, turn it back up a little bit.
There?
Thank you. That's good.
All right.
Okay, you don't have to make my ears bleed, but that's
no,
fine.
No, is that too loud now?
No, it's good.
Okay, because we had a little ringing in the headphones there.
I heard that, yes.
Wasn't me.
No, it's fine. Everything's good.
I'm a little paranoid this morning.
You are.
I'm a basket case, seriously.
What's going on with you?
Well, you know, I'm driving in, and I'm listening to a different radio station on a frequency.
That was a little disconcerting.
So I'm a little panicky. I heard call letters from one of our other stations in the Civic Media Network. And it was the Farm Report, a whole half hour on my way in.
With our friend Pam Yonke.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was listening to, too. And I thought, that's weird.
But the app has our station on it, us, at this point.
Maybe the engineers.
I'm panicking just a little bit. I haven't heard from anybody.
Okay.
When aren't you panicking?
We don't have a way of checking because we don't have a radio. In the station, right?
Why are you looking at me like that's my fault?
You're the guy with the tubes.
I'm the tube man.
The radio tubes.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't think we have a radio that we could just tune into to see if we're
We're in a concrete and steel building. Radio reception here isn't great anyway.
That's true. Well, that's true. I know. You love those antennas.
Well, as far as we know, we're on the air.
Let's get a confirmation from our listeners out there now.
Okay.
If anybody is listening on the radio frequencies, mm-hmm. check check and see, and then let us know.
Yeah.
If you can.
Our number is 608-879-8255, and you can also reach us on the Civic Media app.
See, I'm a basket case. I'm just freaked out. And now, you know, we've gone to old dial telephones in the studio.
We do have a dial telephone in here.
We do.
Well, we'll explain that.
Sam installed it.
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, it's
it has something to do with...
It's a special feature just for one of the national days on the National Day calendar today.
Oh, okay.
Right.
All right.
So we'll get to that in a moment. But first, what is the actual afternoon high projected to be?
All right.
What do you want to do?
Let's go to the weather wheel.
Let's use the weather wheel. The weather roulette wheel is in motion. And the ball is rolling around in there. Let's see what the afternoon high would be.
Mm-hmm.
42. Red 42 today.
Oh, red okay. 42, yeah.
All right. Yeah. Now we can get to the National Day Count.
All right.
Okay, ready? This will all start to make some sense here in a moment. What is it today? On this 27th day of February, is it Small Dog Day?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Pokemon Day? Is it Anosmia Awareness Day?
Well, I hope it's that day.
How about National Retro Day? National Toast Day, National Strawberry Day, National Chili Day, National Polar Bear Day, National Kahlua Day.
Well, why would they have Strawberry Day in the middle of winter?
Actually, you're wrong.
What?
It is National Strawberry Day today. Sam, would you care to take a guess? What day you...
I wasn't paying attention. I was trying to take a phone call from a listener saying that we are, in fact, on the air.
Okay.
Oh, no.
I suppose I got a buzzer for that.
Actually, all of the days that I mentioned, it is today.
Oh, wow.
I didn't have a fake day. I know. We got a lot. Too many.
That's awful.
Strawberry Day
that
today. Why would it
sense.
Be Strawberry Day
in
today?
In winter.
Let's find out here. Let's find
right,
out.
Let's
okay.
Just find
National
out really
Strawberry
quick
Day. Yeah. Ah, the heart-shaped and red theme by
yes.
Strawberries. These juicy sweet berries can brighten up any dish and are delicious all on their own. It doesn't really say why today would
yeah.
be Strawberry Day. Mm-hmm. There are a few different stories behind the origin of the name. Mm-hmm. The more widely accepted version is that the berries would drop off the leaves and become strewn about the plant. Over time, strewn berries became strawberries. That sounds far-fetched to me.
It does.
It doesn't make any sense. There was a time, and some gardeners still do this today, when strawberry beds were mulched with straw, insulating the plants over the winter, keeping weeds at bay during the growing season and making them easier to harvest.
Mm-hmm.
Another sweet story tells of English children singing or stringing the berries on grass straws and selling the straw berries in their neighborhoods.
Mm.
All of those explanations seem bogus to
bogus
me.
Bogus to me, too.
Okay.
Let's move on. Force this holiday on
We've
us.
Got too many things here to cover. I'm going to skip over it. Well, it's National Small Dog Day, so if you have a small dog, you know, pet them today, I guess.
You're not a...
I love
like
dogs.
Small
I'm
dogs.
Not into small dogs, but that's fine. Anosmia Awareness Day. Do you know what anosmia
no.
is? A-N-O, I may not be pronouncing this correctly, N-O-A-N-O-S-M-I-A. Okay, let's find out what that is. It has to do with the sense of smell. Anosmia Awareness Day brings attention to a condition causing a loss of smell. Of all of our senses, smell is perhaps taken for granted more than any other. There are many causes of anosmia. The most common reasons are due to upper respiratory or sinus or nasal infections or diseases. We've all experienced a cold or allergy, you know, temporarily preventing us from smelling. Okay, that's long and boring. Okay. I know it. I know. It's National Toast Day.
All right.
It's not.
Nothing could be more exciting than toast.
Yes. Ah, sliced bread in a toaster.
Just in time. I'm glad you saved this bit.
The smell of toast, first thing in the morning. We're honoring the humble slice of toast because it's so versatile. It carries a multitude of jams, jellies, marmalades, and fruit compotes. Compotes? What? We don't stop there. Toast transports proteins and veggies, sprouts, and soaks up sauces and dripping. So have some toast today. God. All right. Moving right along. Oh, it's National Retro Day. That's why we have a phone here, right? Okay. Every generation looks back and asks, remember that? Remember when? What's the matter, John?
I'm just done.
Why? What's the matter?
John is upset by a text that we've just received. So I got a call from a listener saying that we were, in fact, on the air. And then now we have just received a text saying that they're hearing Todd Alba on the air
instead of us.
There's a ghost in the machine.
We've got different signals going out.
It's the ghostly janitor. He's still here.
From that stick in a field someplace, they're broadcasting a number of different radio stations. How could Todd Alba be on now?
I have no idea.
He's here filling in for Pat Kreitlow this
morning. Oh, he is?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So Anna in Madison says she's listening to...
We'll get our engineers on the issue.
All right.
She's asking where we are.
We are...
And
well,
she's hearing Todd instead.
We're here.
Okay.
You know, this is...
Has somebody alerted the powers that be here?
This is a plot by Todd. You know, he's always wanted to do this
show. Yeah. Okay. Every generation looks back and says, remember when? No matter the decade, pick a point in time where people talked more face-to-face than text-to-text, had dinner at home, around the table, and the kids played games. It's National Retro Day. Okay. So we're celebrating because we have a phone in the studio.
Yeah.
An old rotary phone. What are we going to do with this? Here's how you can observe National Retro Day. Whatever your retro is, wear it, drive it, play it on Retro Day. Host a retro party. Watch a classic retro film. Those are all the things you could do.
Now, can I just interrupt you here?
Please. Because all we have is National Chili Day, Polar Bear Day, and Kahlua Day. And
oh, yeah, Polar Bear Day. That'd be kind of fun. You know, is that something we'd see out in the lake?
Yeah.
Okay, Doug in St. Francis says he's listening to John and Gordy. Streaming live to Milwaukee.
Okay. Right. Other people are hearing. I think the stream is fine, but maybe over the air is something different?
Yeah, it could be.
How could that happen that way? I don't, okay. Not for our concern.
Maybe I'm just going to enjoy this, see what happens.
Okay.
All right.
All right. That's it for the National Day calendar.
It is.
Yeah. Okay. What do we have in the history books? We will find out when we return with more of John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX.
Nothing is real. Nothing to get hung about. Strawberry feels forever. Strawberry feels forever. Strawberry feels forever.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
I was so disappointed when I found out this was a Dylan song, because I did not know that at the time.
Really?
When it came out.
Really?
Yeah.
Dylan's version is good, too. I like it.
No, I like both versions. It's just it was a shock to me, and I thought, oh, my gosh, that's a Dylan song? You know? It's just one of those things when you're a kid, you just don't know these things.
That Jimi Hendrix album, was it Are You Experienced or... No, Electric Ladyland. I think that's what that song was from. Great album. Double album. Jimmy, it is
but
peak.
But that's a live album.
No.
All right.
No, it's not.
All right.
You're wrong. Hey, it's time to check the history for today. Sam, over to you for February 27th. What's in the history books?
Well, let's dial it up and see.
Okay. Is Boomhauer working the controls?
I hope so.
Boomhauer likes the internet, doesn't he?
He does.
Yeah, okay. Man, I'll tell you what, that dang old internet, man. You just go on there and point and click, get in there and talk about www.com. You got them naked chicks on there, man. You go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
Best description I've heard of the internet yet.
Right?
Yeah.
So what happened on this date in history?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Today, in 1933, hopefully we don't use this as a template for the future of U.S. politics. Today, in 1933, is the anniversary of the burning of the Reichstag in Germany.
Yeah.
The Reichstag, the German parliament in the Weimar Republic, caught fire. The building caught fire. And Hitler kind of used it as an excuse to really solidify his power over the German government, which not a good thing.
No, it wasn't. Okay.
In some U.S. history, today, in 1951, the 22nd Amendment was ratified. Limiting presidential term limits to two after FDR went for a whole four terms.
Mm-hmm.
People didn't exactly like that.
Right.
Walter Cronkite, famous newsman, today in 1968 predicted that the Vietnam War could not be won in something other than a stalemate.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people credit that as turning public opinion against the war.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all trusted Walter Cronkite. And he was right.
If only there were a trusted news person today we could all turn to for guidance in these things.
Mm. And that's the way it was.
Yeah, the way it was.
Okay.
Wasn't that his famous line out of the TV show he had?
That's the way it is.
Yeah.
Really?
Not was.
But
that's the way it is.
But he looked at history.
Oh, well, he did have he had a different show.
There was a show that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look back. Okay.
But we straightened that out.
This one I found, I just thought was hilarious. So the Grammys had an award for 1 year in 1980 for the best disco record. I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor won that year. But later that year was the famous disco demolition night at, I forget what baseball stadium.
Comiskey Park. Chicago, yes. Steve Dahl, Gary Meyer. Yeah.
Thousands of records got burned in the middle of the field, caused a riot.
Yes.
And the team, whatever team was playing at home that night, had to forfeit their second game. I don't know baseball.
Well,
you know so much.
It was a doubleheader. It was a doubleheader.
You tell us, Gordy. Yeah.
It was a doubleheader, okay. And they had a special promotion that night for the radio station that those guys worked at. And the deal was, bring in your disco records, and in between the games at the doubleheader, we're going to blow them up out in, you know, on second base or center field somewhere. So that happened. It caused absolute chaos because it turned out more people showed up for this thing than any promotion they'd ever done at Comiskey Park. And the stands were filled with people with vinyl, and they brought their vinyl. And then they put it all in a big pile in the middle of the field and blew it up. And people just started running onto the field and tearing the grounds apart, taking the bases. It turned into a big fiasco.
People are still getting cancer from inhaling the smoke from that burning vinyl.
Yes. If you throw a record, does it fly like a Frisbee?
It does.
Ooh.
Then later it was misinterpreted as being against black music.
Yeah, it had nothing to do with that.
Disco music. It was just disco.
Yeah. Hey, let's go to the phones. Catherine is on the line this morning with a question or a comment.
I shouldn't be calling. I don't know why I'm bothering you while you're trying to do
this.
This
is the third time you've called us this morning.
It really is.
Well, you were very busy, and I just hung up thinking they're too busy to talk to the boss.
No.
Here's the thing. Yeah. You are indeed not on the air. On the air. It is the bizarrest thing. And here's the saddest thing. I don't own a flipping radio.
Uh-huh.
So I had to go to my car in my jammies and turn it on. And I heard Todd Alba.
Yeah. That's what we're...
I don't know what's going on.
Okay.
Yes, it's true. So, enjoy the terrestrial air to Todd, but you guys are still on the stream.
On the stream, okay.
Oddly, from WMDX, supposedly feeds the air. So I don't know what's going on. I'm not an engineer. We have more brilliant people working on this than me.
That's good.
Okay.
That's nice to know, because I was panicking over here thinking, am I living in a dual universe?
Right? Well, as long as the engineers have been notified, it's up to them now to straighten this whole thing
Relax.
Out. Okay.
Just keep doing that really fascinating stuff you're doing.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Okay. Thanks for the big thumbs up.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Catherine.
See, now I can rest easy.
Okay. I'm sure they'll figure it out.
All the paranoia that I had, I'm just, I'm
just
at ease
relax,
now.
Will you?
Yeah. Todd, he did this to us. He's getting back at us.
What have we done to him? Why does he want to get back at us?
You know, we're just a big threat to him.
We were talking about the disco demolition night, and we've got a great text here. I never thought about this from Matt Middleton. Do I sense a mega merchandise burning event once people's lives are ruined by Trump and his lunatics? That's a great idea.
That would be a great idea.
That could happen.
Yeah.
All right. Any birthdays of note that we need to salute?
There's a couple on here. David Sarnoff, he's the guy who led RCA in the early days.
Oh, yeah.
He coined the term broadcasting.
General Sarnoff. Hmm.
General Sarnoff, yeah. I called him the general. Mm-hmm. It's John Steinbeck's birthday, the author.
Mm-hmm.
This is way before my time. Elizabeth Taylor, the actress, it's her birthday.
Yeah.
And Ralph Nader, it's his birthday as well today.
Yeah, Ralph's getting up there in years.
I would have
still around. He's still alive?
He is still alive.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's because he never drove a Corvair.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. Yeah. Coming up, we've got Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils talking about education and what's happening with the Department of Education. Is Linda McMahon taken over yet? What's going on?
We'll find out.
All right. That's all coming up. And a little bit later, Seth Taft talking about the environment and archaeology in Wisconsin. Back with more of John and Gordy in just a few minutes.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Decaffeinated Caffeine. For people who like feeling nervous and wide awake, but hate running to the bathroom all the time.
It's always been a problem that you've had, Gordy.
Excuse me?
I don't know. I feel a little more relaxed now that I know that everything is all screwed up.
Well, we still don't know
what's
happening, because the stream is fine. Our signal is going over the stream.
Yeah.
But just down the hall, Todd Alba is in the other studio there.
Hijacking the on-air signal.
Yeah.
I've got an idea about how to fix it, but there's so many things that I could break so much worse if I tried.
Don't
that
do
I,
it.
I'm not going to touch the computers.
Don't do it.
That's okay.
Hey, this portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show on 92.7 WMDX is brought to you by our friends at Verlo Mattress. Guess what's happening there now? Well, the Verlo Mattress sale, the mismatch sale, is back. It's their biggest sale of the year. Mismatch on the outside, the same Verlo long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside. So hurry in now for an additional 10% off every single mattress and box spring. Wake up and sleep better. Verlo.com. Check them out at the East Side location in Madison or West Side location.
All right. Each and every Thursday morning at this time, we talk to Busted Pencils' Dr. Tim Slecker. Welcome to the show again.
Good morning, Tim.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm glad to be back. I'm really impressed to hear that your stream is okay.
Thanks, man. Yeah, you know.
That's true. As powerful as ever.
Just doing just fine. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. The information that we share here is sometimes is just,
like very personal.
A little personal, it's okay, though. We're all doing fine.
Yeah, we're doing good, good, good. I was listening to your podcast and just checking it out. But, I heard you make a comment, Tim, about public education in general. And it didn't seem like you were a fan of it. It seemed like you were disappointed in the results of public education in general.
The results. I'm not upset by public education because I'm advocate.
Yes, you're an advocate for it.
For the concept of a free education for every kid that does its best for them. When what we're looking at, though, too, and I think this is one of the things that people sometimes might misunderstand about Busted Pencils. It's not an endorsement of how public schools are doing the work they're doing right now. We're an advocate of public schools, but we're critics a lot in a lot of places where the instruction isn't creating a passion to continue learning. You know, what is it about that? So Johnny really talks about this as going, you know, there's schooling and then there's education. And a lot of what we see happening is schooling, which is conformity, control, you know, high stakes testing, and that occasionally education shows up. And when you see what education is, this is a deep exploration of the things that you're interested in or providing the opportunity for kids to grow, not just instruct them in a bunch of skills that actually there's really good research that shows that for every year a child is in school, their engagement level, they measure this, actually drops. So every year that you spend time. So, you know, think about that. A little kid, they're like really happy to learn. They want to explain. They want to dig into. They want, well, they get to school and it's like, well, that interest and curiosity you have, hold on to that because we got some work to do right now. We need you learning when to sharpen your pencil, when you can go to the bathroom. When you, you know, and you start saying, at what point does all of that conformity actually become more of a control that then takes away the ability for when kids have an opportunity to engage in education that they're so tuned out right now that they've kind of moved out of that? And I think this is, if you had public schools that were doing, you know, and again, there are great public schools doing education and doing engagement. If they were all doing that, a lot of the criticism that actually gets thrown at public education, you would have more and more parents in our community saying, no, I'm sorry. Our public schools are the absolute gem that creates my kids can't wait to go to school every day. Right. And so we want to at Busted Pencils advocate for public schools, but advocate for public schools that actually draw students and parents in that say, that's what we want our kids doing. And there are lots of public schools doing that. And there are other public schools. And sadly, in places where actually the more engaging, the more hands-on would actually be a benefit because, and so let me give you the example. In some of the, you know, really poverty-ridden areas in Milwaukee, right? If you go in and look at sadly, the curriculum of these places, you actually hear people saying, well, those kids need to learn to read and to learn to do their math before they can engage in the extracurriculars and things like that. And you go, actually, kids and families coming out of those situations haven't had the benefit of being able to explore, to look at books, to have that. And so that, how do schools then show up in a way that says we can engage that learner? And this whole idea of going, you know, they need to learn this before they can enjoy school. Think of how silly that is. You know, and anyway, I don't know if that makes sense.
No, it does,
We want to find places that are digging into and engaging students in education.
Well, you know, kids at that age are really, really curious. And then we kind of kill that curiosity off a little bit with what you're talking about.
That's what I guess I could have just said that.
well, thank you. now here's the thing, and okay. you guys both talked about it. You and Johnny were talking about this, and a lot of kids, they lose the interest in going to school. They just don't want to go to school. And I had a situation like that with my oldest son, who's 25 now, but he's brilliant, and he has a huge concentration level. So he was learning very early on the alphabet and numbers and addition and subtraction and multiplication on his own for 2 hours. We never had to watch him. We never had to supervise him. But anyway, he came home from school in third grade, and he was bored. He was just bored, and his grades were showing it. And so he told us, well, you know, I'm just bored. It's just too, you know, I I'm not interested. And it, that was a horrible thing for us to hear. And we didn't know about other things that were going on in the schools, like, you know, at the advanced classes. And they fortunately, they had advanced classes in this elementary school, and we put him in that, and he excelled. And he found these courses interesting, and he became interested again. I'm wondering if a lot of this is involving that particular situation where the kids can't or want to learn faster.
Well, that's one way example, kids that want to learn faster. But when you talk about the things then that those kids get, and that actually re-engages them, I get concerned about thinking that what about other kids who might be not engaged for other reasons, and why do we deny what might appear to be a slow learner the ability to have an engaging curriculum? And so our last Saturday show, we interviewed a company called 100 Gardens. And what 100 Gardens does is they come in and work with your school and set up what's called a self-contained aquaponics system, which is, you know, which is they are farming tilapia fish. The tilapia fish poop. The poop goes back into and refertilizes a whole garden of vegetables that then the kids. And so this gets an engagement that kids, no matter, you know, so you don't say, hey, if you're advanced, you get to go over and play with the fish in the gardens. But if you're not advanced, you got to sit here with your pencil and learn. No, actually, what they're showing with this is that kids who were disengaged, who may have been to appear slow. So if you hear the testimonial from Sam, the owner, he says, actually, there was a kid who they mislabeled as learning disabled. The aquaponics system came in, started getting engaged, and all of a sudden they were like, oh, wait, this kid doesn't have a special learning need. He just needs to actually engage in real learning.
So that's really interesting.
Yeah. You know, so think about that. You know, so what happens with this aquaponics system? They're learning to figure out what vegetables that they can use. They can have conversations. They actually produce so much yield in these vegetables, and the vegetable yield is can be year-round, right? Because it's a system inside. So they're providing food for the cafeteria. They're having food sales in the neighborhood, too. They're creating this system of a constant going back and forth. They're learning sustainability. They're learning math. They're learning science. They're learning, you know, economics. That's an example of education.
Right. Yeah. Different situations. They could possibly do that with other interesting items in their classroom that they could be involved with.
Talking to Dr. Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils. You can hear their show on Saturdays on the Civic Media Radio Network, and dropping podcasts on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. We're getting some texts in here. We got a text from Mark in Prairie du Sac. The purpose of here's what he's saying. The purpose of education should be to produce citizens who have a lively interest in the world and not little cogs to serve as workers. And then he's
blaming Scott Walker, Donald Trump. Republicans hate the Wisconsin idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that's thank you for that text, Mark. I was going to ask, you know, how much is this, you know, inspiration of educating kids? How much of this is on the teachers to come up with ways to break through the mold? I can remember a couple of teachers along the way that were just special, and they really had a lively classroom. They engaged in conversation with the students. It wasn't all just lectures and, you know, taking notes and doing outlines.
Right, our favorite teachers, the ones that broke through us.
So how do we encourage that to happen, to get more inspiring teachers or teachers that know how to do that?
I think what you point out, though, is a really good example of, we know those teachers are out there. We've all had them, right? Mm-hmm. And you kind of ask, there's a kind of a deeper question here. Is it just because they are really great teachers, and what's up with the other teachers? Mm-hmm. I think there's a part of that. But now if we look today, the mandated curriculum, and this maybe gets to what Mark's really talking about, that even if you are that kind of a teacher, the systems that are in place right now actually punish you for taking on that type of initiative, because they really are keeping that curriculum and what Mark says, building obedient workers, right? How do we then create systems that allow teachers that you and I had? Because there is another problem of going, guess what? Teachers 20, 30 years ago did have more freedom, but how come more of them didn't use that freedom? Today, now they don't have that freedom. And so we actually talked about that with 100 Gardens, is that what's this system? In fact, they have a real deep connection to Milwaukee, because this actually, I forget the company that they say this is, go listen to the podcast now. But what happened was, is that there were just unique, special teachers who took the initiative to bring a project like this into their school. And I actually talked to a teacher who had kids at this school in Milwaukee. And it was in, the school advertised that they do this great aquaponics system. And the mother said, you know, that was kind of crappy, because it had nothing to do with the school, because the administrators, the school district, it was a single teacher that took on the initiative to do that. We need the system to take on the initiative to do that. So
Good point.
That's a great point.
All right. We will be back in a moment with more with Dr. Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils here on John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMDX 92.7, John Gordy in the Morning.
Yes, and we want to say welcome back to our listeners. there was some sort of technical glitch going on, but apparently they've worked everything out.
Yes.
And now we are back on the frequency that we belong.
We took back our station.
We took it back.
Boy, that was an amazing war, a battle of the minds.
Yes, but in any case, the morning show here, the John and Gordy Morning Show, is brought to you, this part is brought to you by David J. Frank, celebrating their 65th anniversary of being the biggest landscape management company in southern Wisconsin. And they have offices in Madison, Milwaukee, and Kenosha. And around the Madison area, you may have noticed their work at the Hilldale Shopping Center, the also the UW campus, and the state capitol. They've got everything you need when it comes to landscaping and land management, lawn care, flower care, trimming, shaping, pruning, edging, weeding, and all of the things that you need to make your lawn better, John.
Hilldale looks fantastic.
It does.
And I mean, that's a great example.
It really is beautiful. So you can check them out at davidjfrank.com. That's davidjfrank.com.
All right.
John?
All right. Back to Busted Pencils and Dr. Tim Slecker. We were talking off the air about a program that you have on your last podcast that we listened to here, and it's the 2 hour a day with an AI tutor. Explain that.
Okay, well, just we talked about this. We haven't had the interview. We're trying to get the person who created this, a woman named Mackenzie Price in Arizona. She has what's called 2 hour learning. It's a school based on this concept that says, hey, guess what? The academics, the boring stuff, artificial intelligence is really good as a personal tutor of actually creating and actually instructing children at their own pace too, because AI has the ability to change instruction based on the student's needs. So she said, what if all kids came in, got their own personalized AI tutor, and for the first 2 hours of the day, They work with the AI tutor on academic instruction, numeracy, literacy, you know, all of the kind of fact-based academics. And that the rest of the school day, then they move out to meet with what would have used to be the teachers. And now they have mentors and coaches that work with the students in their interest area. There are set up, you know, maybe there is an aquaponics system set up over here and the ones that want to filter over to that like that. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's a construction site with some hammers and saws where kids can go and practice amputation.
okay, I was wondering where you're going with that.
I don't know if that's a good idea, but
no, why not? Why not?
but you know, a lot of people are rejecting this outright because there's a couple things. Is this a public school? Because is this taking money from the local public schools? And I think that's a legitimate concern. We want to be worried about that. Is AI getting rid of teachers then? Good question. Yeah. I think because are the quote mentors and coaches, are they now just people off the street? You know, and so where is that professional teacher in this, you know, idea? But is there something to maybe, John, like you just said, your son would have excelled in this. The AI tutor would have let him go as fast as he wanted because he could. And then the rest of the school day was engaging in his things he was interested in. I want to talk about that more from the concept of this model. Would that be something that we should be exploring? Because going back to that research that says for every year a kid spends in school, their level of interest and engagement declines.
Yeah.
So,
well, you know, the question I have about that is, I mean, you would still need the teachers and they would supervise that 2 hours that they were, you know, in that AI class. And then they would allow the students to do what they needed to do. And I don't understand the outside interest, though. How do they set something like that up? Does that continue their education, like in languages and history and in English? You know, it takes away from that, doesn't it? I mean, you can't just leave the school and go to a construction site. What? How does that work?
Well, yeah. I think those are great questions, and so we want to ask those. Actually, we've put out an invitation to the Ms. Mackenzie Price to come on because, yeah, in that 2 hours of instruction, take what you just said, history. I could actually see the fact-based history that we all hated being a part of that curriculum, you know, because we get you some basic facts. But then what about a kid who does want to know more about history? Later in the day, do they not get to do that because they're practicing amputation with saws?
Right.
It's a great question, right?
Right.
Because or I'll hear other people going like, so what are you saying? They just walk around and do whatever the heck they want?
Yeah, that's the other thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So how do you systematically set up the rest of the school day that actually does provide a rich, well-rounded opportunity for kids to engage in learning? Because, you know, what if we miss some essentials, and can that 2 hours really give that education in the academics that all kids need, or are we going to short kids if we do that?
Good question. Well, I hope you get that guest.
Yeah,
we have to leave it there. Thank you, Dr. Tim Slecker. Appreciate you being with us. You can check out the Busted Pencils podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday when they drop the new ones, and also Saturdays on the Civic Media Network.
We should add this interview to those podcasts.
I think so, yes. We will be back in our next hour. We're going to talk to Seth Taft. He's an archaeologist. Yes, we're going to find out all of Wisconsin archaeology.
Great.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.